Over coffee, tea, and tobacco, the conversation seems to be all about politics in the future, and all eyes are on the TV screens. Mohammed, an Egyptian who's lived in New York for 5 years, tells me, you wonder about Tehran's influence if Mubarak suddenly departs.
And I think Omar Suleiman is going to take over, you know, until, you know, we find somebody else.
What happens if Mubarak doesn't leave?
The situation is going to be worse and worse.
More violence.
Yeah, more violence.
There's no shortage of sentiment that change must occur, but one Egyptian more than 20 years living here told me Egypt is a nation of 85 million and Mubarak has not been running some, quote, coffee shop. From Queens, Paul Bernard, WCBS 880 News.